commit more crimes. Statements that are patently untrue. Do you believe
actually,
any of those statements?
Interesting thing that showed up here in Orlando, a woman who's famous for about 2 or 3 years ago, I think her name was Ann Hall. She was a teacher. She was fired for writing a letter to her congressman in that she said Mexicans are bringing over incurable tuberculosis.
Okay.
So they fired her for that. And because someone in that office mailed it to a local newspaper, they're two Spanish-speaking newspapers.
Peter, I want to let you continue. If you want to hang on, you're welcome to. We're hard-timed here into a break. We'll come back. If Peter wants to stick around, he's welcome to. We can continue this discussion here. Bordoff, I don't know where the music bed is, but I know we're going to break here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
Attention, all active-duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. Like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance. Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the various different ways to listen in. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, enjoy a broadband version, dial-up version, a webcam version of the show. And you can also find the listen lines there, which will allow you to tune in any old time you want via your cell phone or any other phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. I went over there and I created my will at LegalZoom.com. It was both fast and easy. Go to LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Unfortunately, Peter did drop off there. Did want to continue that conversation. And, Mark, you are incorrect about us not talking about immigration. He is correct that we did discuss immigration.
I remember it last week.
On the 24th, this week.
Okay.
On the 24th, which was the day that he cited. But I do not recall the example which he is giving, and we talk about a lot of stuff on this show. Sometimes I have a hard time remembering what we talked about the night of the show.
I felt mischaracterized because we generally on this show don't hang up on somebody and then talk crap about them and call them bigots and things like that. We have had racists call this show, and I do think that there's an aspect of xenophobia and racism in the sort of inherent in the American culture when it comes to the issue of immigration. But you know, I don't think that everybody who believes that the people that should follow the rules when they come across the border, I don't think that all of them are racist.
No, I
just
think so.
They're deluded that they believe that somehow the immigration authority out there is any good at its job.
Yeah. And it's just that the people that support the immigration controls, whether they're racist or not, they are certainly biased in favor of the people that are already here. Now,
right.
If you want to call them bigots against people that are in other countries, just in general, I don't think that's an inaccurate
statement.
Using
the Nazi example here, that may very well have been Nazi guards that put Jews in gas chambers that didn't hate Jews.
We definitely
they
did
were
talk about that.
Just doing their job.
Well, we did talk about the ship that was turned away by the United States, the ship full of Jewish people.
You're right. Is that a bunch of bureaucrats of the United States? Bureaucrats just doing their job, and
bigotry?
Right, is at their feet. Lie the lives of those people? I mean, these are questions that Americans have to ask themselves when advocating for closed borders.
So it was a very strange call, and I don't know if Peter is still listening.
Yeah, I was befuddled, but
yeah, I mean, please, by all means, we have absolutely been wrong on this show. If that's what Peter wanted out of us was for us to admit that there have been times at which we've been wrong,
right.
Absolutely. I mean,
how we treated the caller was the way he characterized it. Maybe we were wrong.
Sure.
We're not wrong that America's a free country and free people should be able to move across borders of a free country freely. But
right. Yeah, I'm not going to back down from my position on the immigration issue.
Right. And I welcome my Mexican brothers. Come on aboard and don't bother filling out the paperwork of those bureaucrats. All they want is your money.
Well, they want your money and your obedience as well. So
come here, work hard. You know, take care of your family and don't take welfare. That's for bums.
Yeah. So not backing down from my position on immigration, but more than happy to admit that there have absolutely been times at which I was wrong, that I've been wrong on this show. I mean, my position on things has changed over the years.
How could we not be wrong? Our position has changed.
Right. So obviously that has been the case. In fact, I wish I could recall, but just the other day I was thinking, boy, was I wrong about something or other that we were talking about on the air. And it's slipping my mind right now. But the weirdest part about his call was that he referenced that we were being considered for a radio station in Central Florida, which is true. We are being considered for that station, and you know, I've got my fingers crossed and everything. It sounded almost like he kind of had a radio sound to his voice,
yeah.
And it sounded like he was working with the station, but he's not the program director, so maybe he's the general manager or operations manager or something like that. But it's a strange way to call us out, as opposed to calling me off the air and saying, hey, you know, well, what's
it's a clear channel station, right?
Yeah,
it probably wasn't Lowry Mays.
The owner, the CEO or whatever,
the guy company in charge. I don't even know if he still is. I don't know.
So 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Sam, you'd kind of been wanting to jump in there with some comments on the immigration.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard Mark give the cat example many times, and I've adopted it and used it. And the example Mark brings up is putting a saucer of milk out on the front porch and then spending all day complaining about the stray cats that come into the yard to drink the milk. Whereas the caller's example was, well, he's adopted a cat, and now there are 12 cats inside the apartment eating the food, that and they're not wanted there. There's a big difference between that example and the one that I've heard Mark use over and over again.
Right. The caller's example, if that's the example, if his example is posited that I, I let one cat in my house. As a matter of fact, I did. His name is Senior Grouchy Pants. He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I do feed that cat. I wouldn't mind that much if another cat wandered in or whatever.
Did you have a kitty come up recently?
Yeah. There's a kitten. Senior doesn't like other cats, but I think we're getting off the rails of this analogy. But you know, besides that, it's not just me. You see, this is the idea, is that majority rules, that somehow you and Sam can say no more cats, and then I, who want cats in the house, lots of cats, I love cats, cats make me happy, that somehow, just because two of you said it, and I never agreed to some kind of democratic system,
right,
that's how it runs.
It's a poor analogy in the first place, because to suggest that your house is the only house that's in question is silly.
Right.
To draw an analogy between...
The federal government doesn't own America.
Right.
They don't pay my mortgage.
Right. So those of us that want to have other people come here should not be able to be controlled by those of you who don't want other people to come onto your property. You get to control your property. I get to control mine. So analogizing your house to the entire country, it breaks down immediately. But you know what? I've been neglecting Mama Allie, who's with us tonight from Savannah Last Biscuit. She is on the line here. We've had Mama Allie, are you still there?
Mama, I am.
Okay, great. You have been so patient, and I appreciate you hanging on there as I basically spaced out and forgot about you as we took Peter from I think the Orlando area in Florida. But you were calling tonight because we've had you on the show in the past to talk about your entrepreneurial activity, in that you are essentially an underground food kitchen/delivery service. You have a menu. You cook up all kinds of delicious stuff for the people there in Savannah, Georgia. And you take it out to them. You've got delivery people that get it to them hot and fresh and all completely unlicensed. And it's absolutely wonderful what you're doing. But the cops and the government people don't like it very much, right?
No. Recently, the reason why I called today is I'm really, really, really upset. I'm going to try and watch my mouth because I'm really, really, really upset.
Okay.
They're here in Savannah, how the city is laid out, there's River Street and there's City Market that are the main places where people hang out, all the bars and the shops and what have you are there. Okay, well, being a delivery service, we have Savannah, we take care of Savannah quite a bit from the underground. But there is a place down there, a lot of the bars can't serve food because of permits or difficulties, because the city is like, thinks Greece is the antichrist.
Mama Allie, so, I'm gonna put you on hold. We're going to come back. We're going to talk further about this. The city is after Savannah Last Biscuit again. They're trying to hold a liquor permit over the heads of one of their friends who actually has a bar. So we'll get to the details in moments.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit down in Savannah, Georgia, we had Mama Allie on the show a few weeks back to tell us about her wonderful underground business that she's been operating there successfully for well over a year. The popularity of it has increased, and of course, with popularity comes more risk. And the city government people certainly don't like the fact that you are out there being entrepreneurial and making money without giving them a cut because, you know, they're bureaucrats and they sit on their duffs all day and they feel like they deserve to make money off of everybody else's hard work and their hard effort trying to satisfy customers. And you apparently don't agree with that, and so you've managed to stay outside of the system and successfully run your business and fill bellies all across Savannah with delicious homemade food. At least I presume it's delicious because you're still in business after a year.
We have Ian, and business is wonderful.
Good.
Business is so good right now.
You guys are 24/7, right? Open all the time.
Right, we are 24/7. And see, this is what I call the talk about. We have a grill down in City Market at a friend of ours, well, business acquaintance now, is they have a bar that doesn't serve food, and they're right in City Market. So they wanted us to bring food to keep it, make it a full circle to keep people down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course, I don't even really, that's extra to us, you know, and it was an advertising spot for us. So, you know, I made my prices really low. I made chicken sticks $2, pork chops, grilled pork chops for $3, shrimp for $3, you know, and so
awesome.
Multi-million-dollar Wild Wing across the way and Sweet Melissa's down the way, they got pissed because we're killing them. You know what I mean? We're killing them because we're only charging what we have to, just like we do on our regular menu, and
right.
we're killing them. And, of course, they know the people in the city and what have you. Well, I've been thinking about telling people about how to do this for themselves, you know, but, you know, I know that you can't, in theory, a lot of freedom ideas in theory are really good, and then you introduce them into the public, and a lot of people can't handle everything that it entails. So I've been studying it. I went to a lot of different websites and talked to a lot of different people. And, you know, if you go to freetheworld.com, do you realize that they're studying economic freedom across the world? And across the world, it's doing good. Across the entire world, economic freedom, where it's being studied, is doing good, better than regular society.
The freetheworld.com is a website that is like the Heritage Foundation. They put out a yearly report focusing on economic
Institute.
Freedom of various different countries. And the United States is never number one. It's never the top most economically free country. It's always bested by at least a handful.
Hong Kong is.
Yeah.
Hong Kong is currently the highest level of economic freedom, followed by Singapore and New Zealand.
There was a really neat John Stossel story that he did when he was back at ABC News, where he actually went around to a few different countries, including the United States, and he tried to start up his own small business selling, I think, ABC News Frisbees out of a kiosk at a mall, for instance, something simple like that. And he found out that it was incredibly difficult to start up a business doing that in India or something.
Right.
It was a middle kind of a West Asian country like that. And it was so difficult that he couldn't even start the business because it had to like be approved by the legislature or something insane like that before it can actually start. In the United States, it was fairly onerous. It was fairly difficult with various different permission slips and bribes, they call them licensing fees, that had to be paid. And then in Hong Kong, it was we just lost Mama Ellie. Hopefully, we'll get her back. But in Hong Kong, it was one sheet of paper that he had to fill out, and he immediately was able to. And it was like basically the sheet of paper that he had to send to the mall or something like that to open up his mall kiosk to sell the Frisbee. So it was just a world of difference.
It's amazing. My neighbor travels through the Hong Kong airport all the time, and you don't have to take your belt off. You don't have to take your shoes off. There's no need to empty all the contents out into the bins and open up your bags and set your laptop out separately, and somehow they're not getting all kinds of terrorist attacks.
Well, probably because they don't have an army and, 130 foreign nations on 700 military bases screwing with people. But, that's just a guess.
Sure. Okay, I think Mama Ali, are you back with us?
I am.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
So tell us what happened.
So, yeah, this friend of yours, you guys are cooking, you've got a grill out there at his bar. You're providing food for his customers.
Up at the top in City Market, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have volunteered. I am going to, now that I've seen that the entire world is doing it and it is the right thing to do, it really can be okay for people to be free and that our economy will survive, I decided to teach people what I do, to show them how to do it, you know what I mean, so that everybody can do it, so that nobody has to put up that crap anymore. And so we're putting together a meeting every first Sunday of the month here. And for everybody to discuss that, for us, the underground, to get organized.
When you say here, you mean at the bar? Your friend's bar?
No, here in Savannah. But, yes, it was going to be at Poor Larry's. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so You know, because there's just so many people. I mean, two-thirds of the population has been lost. Two-thirds of the population has fallen through the cracks already. You know what I mean? And those people need somewhere to go, to be organized, to still have it together. You know what I mean? And so I think we need to provide that. So I put together a place. I printed 8,000 invitations. I put out 100 of them yesterday. Today, I got a call from poor Larry's. They got called into a meeting by the revenue department that said, where is the last biscuit? If you don't tell us where the last biscuit is, we're pulling your liquor license. Of course, they don't know. Nobody knows. So they're like, there's nothing we can do. You know, we can't tell you. You know what I mean? We don't know where they are. And, of course, they can't pull their liquor license for that. It's not legal. They can't freaking do it.
Well, you might be surprised.
I wouldn't test them too hard.
Well, I'm just saying, they obviously didn't have anything to stand on because they backed off of it as soon as they said that they couldn't.
Good.
And then they said, because we are designing a secret society that wasn't allowed, that no, if anyone was in the bar on a Sunday, that they would pull their liquor license. So now we're not allowed to be there.
Are bars, in Savannah, are bars allowed to be open on Sundays?
Poor Larry's is not open on Sundays.
But are any bars allowed, or are they just...
Yes.
Okay.
Bars that serve 51% or more food are allowed to be open and serve liquor on Sundays.
I see.
Okay.
But it wasn't the bar was going to be open. We were using the area.
Yeah. So when they at first attempt to pull the liquor license failed, when they were trying to find out the location of where you're cooking out of, then they went after the event that you're trying to organize.
Right. And they shut it down. And you know what? At first I got upset and I was like, you know, I've got 8,000 flyers sitting in the back of my car. And you know what? They can kiss my butt. I'm passing out all 8,000 of them flyers. Instead of taking 2 weeks to do it, I'm going to do it in 2 hours tonight. I'm going to be standing there at the door and I'm going to take them people somewhere and I'm going to feed them all for free. And we're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about and we're going to organize whatever we feel like. And they can kiss my butt.
Have you sent these flyers out to the local media? I mean, that seems to be the thing that these bureaucrats are the most afraid of. If you can get some press attention, get some
reporters
down there.
That's exactly what they were afraid of because I invited the media. I invited Cindy from WTOC to sit with me. I also invited a guy who is part of our city government. He is running for Senate currently, and he approached me about free market. I don't trust politicians, but I asked him, if you really want to help, if you're serious, you know, because I'm not going to pass judgment on all politicians. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, but there's got to be some of them out there that got stuck in something because that was all their family knew, you know. So I said, you can come as my personal guest and you can sit in. You cannot participate, but you can sit in.
Gag him, mama. Make him wear one of them ball gags.
You know, if you're serious, then come on with me and you can sit with me. I also invited WTOC, which is our local media, Cindy, to come down there and sit with me. You know, and just to see, you know, because what we're doing is good. Savannah needs free market. These people need it. They are killing us right now. We cannot flourish. We're going hungry. You know how much money they just cost me by shutting down that grill down there? That's my daughter's college tuition. Done.
Yeah.
Paid for. You know what I mean? And they just took it from me. For what? Because people at downtown Savannah don't need to eat?
The reason they took it from you is because they want to believe they're in control and they're willing to do what it takes in order to...
Oh, but honey, they're not.
Well, you're right. They're not, as long as people don't put up with it. We'll bring it back here. Hang on. I love this lady. 800.
I think she's got a little spunk.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More with Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit. You can find them on their Facebook profile. And we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You've got a question for her, dial on in.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. You think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when.
So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us, again, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts, most of whom want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. And if you enjoy that, you like all the stuff on our site for free, well, you're welcome to voluntarily contribute $3 a month. We'll take it as part of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we'll take your $3 a month in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bring more listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get access to perks, too. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The film includes hours of swordplay instructional videos as well as behind-the-scenes video and exclusives. Pick up your copy today and discover our heritage with the sword and the historical rights of free men. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real replica, historical replica swords and lightsabers. As a matter of fact, we're going to be giving away a sword and a couple of lightsabers, too, if you just go to updates.freetalklive.com and sign up today.
Excellent. All right, so we continue here. Mama Allie is still with us from Savannah, Georgia at Savannah Last Biscuit. You can find her Facebook profile, Savannah Last Biscuit, Last Biscuit being one word. And, you know, Mama Allie, it's tough. It's tough being a friend of yours on Facebook. I live up here in New Hampshire, and you're all the way down there in Savannah, Georgia, so I'm a little out of your delivery range, and you're always posting updates on your Facebook about all the wonderful specials and food that you've got cooking in your kitchen, and it's just sad.
I'm working on it. We'll be in New Hampshire this summer. We'll be there for Porkfest.
That is going to be a lot of fun. And I know that we've got Mandrick, who is, of course, is also an underground food producer. He makes baklava and sells it on the Internet without any permits either. And so I think he's going to be up there. We're going to have just a whole underground row of food distribution available at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Y'all going to have the best food in the nation.
I believe it. So what's happening is, for our listeners that are just tuning in, the government people are still after you. They've been unsuccessful at being able to track down where the location of your kitchen is.
They've got a police department full of detectives.
The last time,
they can't find a lady's kitchen.
The last time we had you on the phone, it was your brother that got busted while he was on a delivery route, or they essentially set up a sting to pop your brother while he was out on a delivery. He would not give up the info of your location. They've now tried to leverage against a friend of yours that owns a bar in Savannah, because you guys were getting together there on a regular basis, and they found out about it. They then threatened him with the pulling of his liquor license if he didn't give up the information of your kitchen, which it's a secret to even him, so he didn't even know it to tell them. They backed down on their threat, but then they told him they were going to go after him if he continued to host your event on a Sunday when his bar was technically not supposed to be open. But as you point out, it wasn't open. You were having private events on these days.
Yes, exactly.
So, but nonetheless, you're still not going to put him in jeopardy by continuing the events there.
Absolutely not.
That said, you're still promoting the event, but you're going to wait out front of the bar on the day in which it's being promoted for the next one, because you already printed up the flyers, 8,000 of them. You're going to hand all those flyers out, and then the day of, instead of letting people into the bar, you're going to be outside waiting for them to arrive, and then you're all going to go somewhere else. Is that correct so far?
That is correct so far.
Mama, make sure you have a sign to put on the door so that people know where to go in case they arrive a little late.
Well, I'll be there, and one of my security guards will be there behind me.
What else do we need to know about all this?
These people don't understand. I'm not leaving these people hanging. I have no choice. It's my conscience. I won't be able to sleep at night if I leave these people hanging after I've seen what I've seen, after I've seen what they're doing to this city. You know what I mean? I can't just turn around. I can't just close my eyes anymore. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It's to the point here of ridiculous. Obama is coming here on March 2nd. The SPD has lost their minds. I've watched them hustle these people up and down the block. They're pulling any and everybody out of their clothes on the sidewalk right now. The SPD is acting ridiculous right now, trying to show that they're whatever, because the president's coming.
Well, he's the head gang member. I mean, he's the boss hog, you know?
Exactly. I put on my Facebook the other day, I was like, Mr. Obama, please have mercy. Do not come here. Your foot soldiers are killing us. They're killing us. They're shaking down all these boys. I'm literally sitting in my living room and watched 5 boys get shaken down in less than 2.5 hours the other day. And I'm like, for walking down the sidewalk. So I put my dogs on a chain, you know, I take them down to the park, and they're hollering at me. I don't even answer them anymore. I'm like, don't talk to me. So they're hollering at me. Do you have a permit for your dog? Excuse me, man. But I just kept walking.
Really?
You better get away from me. Like, really? Because I'm going to let my dog off my chain.
Good for you. By the way, point of information for those of you who did not or are not aware of this, when the police approach you on the street and ask questions, you are under no obligation to respond to them in any way.
Oh.
When they are asking you questions on the street like that, if you're not in a car, and even then you're still not under obligation to answer their questions, but they might put you in handcuffs if you don't. But if they're just walking up to you at street level, that's called a contact, and it's being done because they're fishing for something. They're fishing for a reason to ticket you, as you noticed, with asking you about the dogs and all that. And so they're hoping you do answer them. They're hoping that you answer yourself right into a corner to where they can arrest you and you know, slap some charges on you and put you in some handcuffs in one of their cages. And good on you for basically telling them to go pound sand.
I have no other choice at this point, because my other choice, I will go immediately to jail. I will go immediately to jail with my other choice. And
you don't have that. No one will get fed.
I have too much going on. Too many people depend on me to do what I do to show them the way. You know what I mean? And It's ridiculous right now, and I just want to tell everybody that I am going to be there, and I don't care what they say, and the come on, because I'm feeding everybody,
awesome.
And we're going to do this thing. Hey, we're getting
so
people together.
Mama Allie,
I got
a question for you. Have you considered putting a flyer together that kind of explains what's going on with this situation and encourages your customers to maybe call into local talk radio? That would be great advertising for you, and it would probably get the community around on your side.
I have my attorney, Jonah Pine, who is awesome. He backs me 110%. He actually put me up, and his attorney's group put me on the radio week before last, just complimentary on them, and it was really nice. I will be real honest with you. I am really paranoid. I went into my first radio show and had to walk into the station to do it. I probably will never do that again.
It gets easier. It does. The first time I was on, I almost passed out.
You buzzed in, and that means the doors are locked behind you, and it's just, I'm really paranoid.
that's not usually really what it means. Bad. You can usually get out from the door. It's just they have to buzz you in. Typically, it would be how that works.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
But I think that's a good suggestion, though, Sam.
Yeah,
get the word out.
I think, and it doesn't have to be you. It can be, you can encourage your customers. Some of them are going to care enough about what you're doing to speak out about it.
This is what I need people to do right now. I need people to be asking. I am personally writing a letter right now, and I am personally with a video camera going through every single alderman in this town and asking them what their opinion on, because what they've done now.
Nice.
To be able to take to shut my grill down downtown is to say there are no more grills allowed downtown. So my question to them is, do they really think it's best for the people to take the food away when they're shoveling that much liquor and beer into them? Do they really feel like that's what's best for the people?
Hmm.
And I want to hear what the aldermen have to say about it. And when all the aldermen say, no, that's not what's best for the people because they have to, because that it's not. You know what I mean? There's no way that that's what's best for people.
Well,
I mean,
they might say that it's only best if you have a permit. And since you don't have a permit, then that's dangerous.
It has nothing to do with a permit. I'm saying best for the people. The people that, you. I don't know if you know Savannah, but you can walk around with a drink. Downtown.
Really?
Really?
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. You can walk around with a drink. They shovel, I mean, St. Patrick's Day is like Mardi Gras. I mean, it's huge here. You know what I mean?
It's a party town.
This is a drinking town. A heavily drinking town. These people need food. This is ridiculous.
So, hey, Mama Allie, will you do me a favor and keep us in the loop here? You've been real good about doing that. And when is this event scheduled? Is it this Sunday or a couple Sundays away? Or when is it supposed to
happen? It will be every first Sunday of the month.
Okay.
And I'm not going to let nobody down. I'll be there, and we'll be somewhere, dang it.
All right. Well, we look forward to it, and good luck. And definitely have the video cameras on the premises on that particular day in case the Savannah PD decides to make an appearance.
You already know. And you want to hear something really cool? I can't wait.
Quick.
I just spent a huge amount of advertising on the Scad Boys, made me some T-shirts. They're all glow-in-the-dark plastic T-shirts, and they hit the streets tomorrow.
Awesome.
And I can't wait till they see 1,000 Last Biscuit T-shirts glowing in the dark at them. I can't wait.
You are outstanding. Thank you for being so brave and courageous enough to provide a product or service to the marketplace without begging some bureaucrats for permission and lining their pockets first. Thank you. You're a personal hero of mine. Mama Allie.
Thank you, Ian.
Appreciate your time tonight. Thanks for sharing, and good luck. Good night.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. That woman is amazing.
Heroic.
Really, real American hero right there. You're not a hero for going over and killing people in another country at the behest of politicians. You're a hero for going out and serving the real people in the marketplace with a product or service, especially if you aren't begging bureaucrats for permission first. Well done. Hour number two, coming up. You can bring up anything. Hey, since she brought up dog licensing, let's talk about that.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.